Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I want to share with you two analogies on choosing priorities. First, imagine you have a parking garage full of cars. We'll call these cars your priorities in this example, okay? So in this example, you can only take two or maybe three cars out for a spin at a time. So the idea is if you write down all of the things you want to prioritize, and then you decide what matters most to you right now, and you work on those first. So you can have a garage full of cars, a binder full of priorities, but it's really important that we only take one or two or three of those cars out of the garage, take one or two or three of those priorities, and start working on those first. I also talk about like tasks and your goals as soccer balls. I can't remember where I heard this analogy, but it totally stuck. Imagine lining up 10 soccer balls on the edge of a field, right on the out of bounds line, all perfectly in a row, centered on the line. Now, you can make 6 kicks. Do you kick 6 balls, 1 kick? Or do you kick 1 ball 6 times? If you focus on kicking 1 ball 6 times, you can reach that goal faster. It's just where we put our attention. I guess as I'm talking, it's like the Dave Ramsey of credit card debt. Doesn't he say to like pay off one card in full versus a little on all the cards? I feel like he says that, right? Well, anyway, intention matters. And I invite you to look at your list of priorities and decide where you're going to put your attention for the next little while and just see what happens. And remember, kindness is contagious. So go out there and sprinkle some kindness.